Trainers, tracks, tips. This is the Early Mail.
Gates fly back, they're off and racing.
Yeah, it is time for the Early Mail, and we copped a little bit of flack there yesterday when we gave a couple of pushes for Tom Conlon's runners, but didn't quite pin them down. But John from Highton has sent through a semi-apology and said, "Hey, Hornet, credit where it's due. After the clip yesterday about the Early Mail, you stuck fat and pushed hard in the end. So when it drifted to $9.50, I got on. Bang. Let's hope we can get at least one more winner on the Early Mail today. And it's the Jason Warren Yard, which we are turning to for a little bit of help. And Joe Herbert is the assistant trainer there. And he joins us. Morning, Joe. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you. So three runners today. Two of those come up at Mowie and one is at Moonee Valley. The first is in race one at Mowie today, number three, High Security, who looked to be a little bit unlucky on debut at Bendigo but still ran really well. Coming out of that with the race day experience under the belt, what are your thoughts today in the first at Mowie?
Yeah, look, he's been a bit of a slow learner. He's big. He's a raw type, so I think he'll take big improvement from that first start. He was a little green, a bit slow away from the barriers, and kind of penny dropped halfway through, and then he was just stuck for a run. So he hit the line very strong. I'd expect him to put up a big effort today.
All right, that's race one, number three, High Security at around $3.60. You've also got race four, number two, Golden Hips, who has been in good form but is still searching for a victory this campaign. $2.70 favourite today from barrier six with Dan Stackhouse in the saddle. Are you confident?
Yeah, we'd be really keen to. We've been keen for a while to stretch his horse out to 2,000. He's just had to improve his race manners a bit. We just obviously had those two starts over a mile, just to get him to relax and through the run. And both starts, he's found the line really strong. So I'd like to think stepping him up to the 2,000 meters should see an even better light, and would have no issues with his stamina at all. I think it'll really suit him. So looking forward to seeing him.
All right, that's the two at Mowie today. Then you've got one tonight at the Valley in race six, the Benchmark 64 over the 1,200 metres. And this horse, Al Capney, is at $6. Barrier five, Will Price rides. You've been staying around that 1,200 metre trip where you've had a little bit of luck with this horse in the past. What are your thoughts on her chances tonight?
I think she's got a great chance tonight. Going to have to sort of draw a line through her last run, really. Things just didn't really go right. She got bumped throughout the run and sort of knocked off balance. Prior to that, she put up two real good efforts. Obviously, winning first up after a very long layoff showed a lot of promise. And she ran a very solid race over in Adelaide for us. So if she can put that last run behind her, I think she can run very well tonight as well.
All right. Sounds like you've got three pretty solid hopes this afternoon and this evening. So which one's the pick of them?
I think you'd struggle to pick between the two at Mowie. I think they've both got favourites chances. Obvious lines of improvement there. So it'd be a tough call between either of those. I wouldn't want to put anyone off either of them.
All right, so you're going to sit on the fence at Mowie today. I'm going to have to pick again, am I, Joe? All right, well, we'll do that. We'll let you go, but good luck. Sounds like you've got three winning chances, so good luck this evening.
Cheers, thank you.
All right, so the responsibility falls back on me once again. Hopefully we can follow on from yesterday's success. I am going to go with race four, number two, Golden Hips. It's the shortest one in the market, so we'll play safely today. We've got plenty of money in the bank after yesterday, so a little safe go on a Friday